This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are about to start learning what low oil prices mean for big oil companies. Shell reports quarterly profits tomorrow, by which I mean they report for the first time since it became clear that oil prices were headed all the way over the cliff and likely to stay there for a good long while. The other oil majors, as they're called, ExxonMobil, BP, and Chevron, to name just a couple, are going to follow in the next couple of days. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has that story.
It's not that big oil companies love low prices, but there's a part of them that doesn't mind. A company like Shell isn't just a producer selling crude oil. It's also a refiner buying crude oil and selling gasoline. Barbara Shook is Houston Bureau Chief for Energy Intelligence.
Gasoline prices have come down, but not at quite the same rate as crude oil prices, which means its refining company is making more money.
The big guys have another advantage. Long-term planning. Developing big projects like, say, a drilling rig in the Arctic takes years. James Sweeney is a professor at Stanford who studies energy policy.
They're always looking at least 10, 20 years down the road. So they're not a quarter-to-quarter type of company.
And companies that make long-term plans know that oil prices tend to go up and down over time.
If they didn't notice that, they'd have to be pretty blind. Oil companies understand this reality.
At least the biggest ones. Lots of smaller producers jumped into the fracking boom with both feet. They financed their drilling with borrowed money, figuring to pay it back, selling oil at $100 a barrel. David Bellman runs All Energy Consulting.
Yes, there definitely are companies that are in big trouble, but they're not the big-name companies.
Meanwhile, if oil prices stay low, some of the big companies' advantages will fade a bit. Those high margins for refining will go down over time.
You just can't, you know, keep prices high on a sustained period because competition erodes it.
The quarterly reports may tell us whether that's started yet. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman from Marketplace.